Yo, mic check 1212. This is your boy Safe Fresh JF. Y'all are back in the Low End Theory. What's good, family? I already know y'all about to kill me. You know what I mean? It's been a few weeks since the last time we touched bases, but believe me, I got so much time on my hands. I have no idea what the hell to do with it all. Believe me. It's been a while since we last spoke, but we a few days into the new year now. And god damn, it feels like, yo, the days are flying by, man. Like, yo, like, seriously, I need somebody to just chill on the time travel tricks that they playing with my mind. I need them to press the slow down button, you dig what I'm saying? Because damn, this year is already going crazy. We are literally midway through January already, and this is crazy. And I know since the last time we spoke, man, it was cuffing season. It damn sure still is cuffing season, because I'm looking out of the window now and it looks about brick degrees outside. You know what I'm saying? So it's ice everywhere. It's snow still on the ground. Therefore, my ass is still in the crib looking to cuddle up, looking to throw something dope on the tube and occupy my time. You know what I mean? With the comings and goings of the crib, you dig? But the last time we spoke, man, yeah, we were talking about cuffing season. We was talking about what you were listening to, what were your tunes that was going on in the background, some of those things, you know what I mean? Specifically for me, that LMA joint was going crazy that last part of the year. You know, her, H.E.R., she dropped some dope shit. But what I wanted to get into this morning, man, you know, if you live your life similar to at all how I live mine, then you plug into social media, you know what I mean, in the morning time before you get your day going, and, you know, check in periodically as to what's going on the interwebs and stuff like that throughout your day. And yo, this Soulja Boy shit that's going on right now is crazy. So I wanted to briefly touch on that today's show. Pretty much, let me give y'all a nutshell of what's pretty much gonna be the scope of today's show, and I'm gonna try my absolute best to keep this shit under 15 minutes or so, maybe even 20 if I run my mouth as quickly as I can. But I did want to touch on a few touchy subjects, because Soulja Boy aside, I absolutely wanted to give my two cents on what's going on with my man Kevin Hart, you know, and his situation, before I go and see The Upside, which I definitely plan on going to see, excuse me, sometime today or tomorrow, or before the weekend is out. And definitely, you know, what kind of person would I be, what kind of personality would I be if I did not speak on what's going on with R. Kelly and this insane crusade, you know what I mean, against R. Kelly. And, you know, whether it be justifiable or non-justifiable, it's going to be kind of touchy, but I'm gonna try my best to navigate those waters as best I can without being offensive, and also give an alternative look on that and that type of thing. So that being said, let's stop running my mouth. Let's jump right into it. Oh, and also, yo, my sleeper of 2018, because everybody and they mama in hip-hop dropped in 2018, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just, let me refer to, you know, my notes real quick. I mean, we got Cardi, we got Travis, we got Pusha, so we got Mac Miller, rest in peace, we got J. Cole, the Carters, Nipsey, I mean, Culture 2 dropped, Wayne, Eminem, everybody, man. It was an insane year for the culture, man. And I wanted to give, you know, my sleepers on 2018, man. Those joints that you should definitely revisit, you know what I mean, before 2019 gets too much underway, you dig what I'm saying? So definitely plug in, you know, and stay until the end of the episode, because I'm more than sure that y'all are gonna want to check that shit out too. So again, let's plug back in, let's jump right into it. Damn, man, where do I start, dog? Where do I start? So let's start how I ended that segment with how I'm a beginning. My sleepers of 2018. You feel me? The sleepers of 2018. As I already said, it was a crazy, crazy year, man. And some of it, I'm going to be honest with you, man, I wasn't even able to visit. Some of the albums that dropped during 2018, I wasn't able to visit. But the big ones that I just mentioned to you before, damn sure lived with it, loved it, rocked with it, and I was absolutely feeling it. Some of them joints that you might have missed, man, but if you was plugged in as I am, then you probably already know. DiCaprio 2 from my man JID, that shit was crazy. My man Fonte from Little Brother, that shit was crazy, you know what I mean? Rich Homie Quan dropped out of left field. I mean, the list goes on and on, man. I mean, this is crazy. Let me just refer to my notes. Bobby Tarantino 2, that shit dropped. Tory Lanez dropped. Lil Yachty, I mean, holy shit, man. Lil Baby and Gunna dropped their joint project. Damn, man, I'm just going through all of these joints. Janelle Monae, shout out to Janelle. Meek Mill creeped in there at the last minute during the last quarter. You know what I mean? With Championships 2. Absolutely was feeling that joint, but I'm more than sure y'all was rocking with that. T.I. with the Dime Trap. I mean, holy shit, man. Everybody dropped. I think one of the most slept on albums of last year, man, and not too many people spoke about, but I felt like, you know, there was an undercurrent of, yo, this shit is crazy, and you know what I mean? And if you're plugged into the culture, then you probably have lived with it and rocked with it as much as I have, but I'm talking about Redemption from my man J-Rock. That was a crazy album, man. Redemption from J-Rock was my shit, you know what I mean? And I lived with it for a few months. Really got to see how those songs grew on me, and much respect to the homie J-Rock, man. You know what I mean? Because my man has been in the game for some years. Actually, he was TDE's first artist. I'm more than sure that y'all already know that, so I'm more or less just preaching to the choir at this point. But the first artist to really drop from TDE. Been following the God for some time. And was really, really feeling that joint, man. You know what I mean? And at first, you know, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to hold you and say that I was, you know, gung-ho about it. And, you know what I mean, fervently just supported everything from it immediately as soon as I heard it. Because that's not true. It's not true. It's not. But I was feeling it. I was feeling that as time went by. You know what I'm saying? As time went by. And you know how I feel. If y'all have been following the podcast for some time, I allow the space for things to grow. I allow for things to, you know what I mean, to take their time and to grow on me, because, you know, I'm not just going to throw around titles like classic, groundbreaking, and shit like that for no reason. And I think those words are thrown around carelessly sometimes. So, you know, that being the case, I allow things to breathe and grow. That Redemption joint, 100%, 1,000%, 200,000, however many percents you can throw on there, I was feeling. The joint with Tap Out, the Tap Out joint with Jeremiah. Come on, man. That's a top 100 single, man. That's a top 100 single. Wind was everywhere, all over Madden, all over 2K. You know what I mean? You couldn't escape it if you plugged into a PS4 or your Xbox. The Bloodiest joint, Knock It Off, OCSM, or whatever the acronym is, with the track that he got with Cole. I mean, I was absolutely feeling the joint, man. Absolutely feeling the joint. Shout out to J-Rock. I think TDE is going on tour again. So definitely want to rock with that. Definitely going to keep an eye out for J-Rock and the TDE camp when they make their way through DC. Definitely going to check them out. Another sleeper, if y'all wasn't already aware, you know what I mean? Shout out to my man Smino out in Chicago. Originally from St. Louis, had the chance to build with my guy, what was that, 2 summers ago, maybe last summer, actually, because right now, my boy Nosedam, the DJ, my man is out there in Chicago holding shit down. Got a chance to build with the God, super chill dude, but I'm not gonna hop on the bandwagon like I knew who he was, had no idea who my man was. Plugged into him, listened to his tunes. His newest offering is called Noir. That shit is crazy, man. And it's not a stereotypical sort of cookie cutter hip hop album that you would expect. So if you plugged into me, y'all already know, you know, you should probably already know who he is. If not, the recommendation comes right here, right now. Go check out my man Smino. That's S-M-I-N-O. Shit is crazy, man. That album is absolutely dope. It's alternative, soul, kind of hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if I would categorize it specifically as hip-hop. I would just go out on a limb and say that shit is just good music. It's just dope music, man. It's absolutely dope music, man. I did my homework on the homie. Black Swan is maybe one of the first joints that you may have heard of, may not have heard of. If you haven't, do your homework on my man Smino. Super, super dope album, man. Shout out to the boy. Shit, man, what other joints am I really plugged into right now too, man? I mean, y'all just heard that entire list. Where am I lacking? Let's just go through this shit real quick and revisit some of these joints, man. Let's see what we got right here, man. I mean, I just went through a million. Oh, to me, album of hip-hop album of last year, And I know y'all are gonna kill me if I say the wrong thing. So, you know what I mean? And everybody dropped again, so it's hard for me, you know what I mean, to keep in perspective everybody. But the names that jump out to me immediately: Travis Scott with Astroworld, J. Cole with KOD, Nipsey Hussle with Victory Lap. Those are hip hop albums of the year. You know what I'm saying? You can crucify me if you want to. I will hand you the nails. But you know what I mean? To me, those are the hip hop albums of the year. Hands down, no question, no debating. Fight me if you want to fight me, if you see me on the street. You know what I'm saying? for making these assertions, but it is what it is. You dig what I'm saying? To me, those are the albums of the year. So that was 2018. Top of this year, Big Crit has already dropped. I'ma reserve my judgment on that because, as I've already said, I like to let things grow and develop before I just, you know, go giving my critique on it. So I'm gonna let that be what it is. And I'm expecting this new Future joint to drop on January 19th. Definitely gonna plug in with that, see what's popping with that. Yeah, man. And if y'all know of anything that I'm slipping on or I'm lacking on, please feel free to hit me up. Stay Fresh JF. That's on Twitter, that's on Instagram, that's on everything. Y'all let me know why I'm slipping that, and I will more than, you know, I'm more than able to take into account your perspective on shit. Appreciate it. So, man, let's get into this, you know, these other developments that's going on with the culture right now, because it seems insane, man. What is going on with the world right now? This shit is crazy. Like, it's literally beyond me. It's insane what's going on with the world right now. Maybe justifiably so. Maybe we're living in a time where, you know, hypersensitivity is just the wave, and it's just, you know, the I don't know, man, the way of the world. It's just what's happening right now. And it can be counterproductive to what I feel like is a healthy discourse in seeing to solutions, man, and getting to solutions to issues, dog. Like, let's really talk about it. Let's talk about it. First things first, man, let's talk about my man, Kevin Hart, right? First got hip to Kevin Hart some time ago. No need to go into the anthology of when I first got put on to Kevin Hart, man. An amazing, amazing talent. I rock with Kevin. I've already supported him. Thought he was a genuinely funny dude. You know what I mean? His comedy specials were hilarious to me. They've probably lost a little bit of that, you know what I mean, that initial humor. But, you know, that probably just comes with familiarity. I know, you know what I mean? I've seen all the specials. I rocked with him. So, you know, maybe it's gotten less and less funny because I've seen him more and more. You dig what I'm saying? So I'm not, you know, above thinking like that. However, this insane, and I hope I don't offend anybody, but at the same time, you know, this is my platform, and I fashion myself as a person that's just not blindly offensive to anybody. But there is some level of subjective thinking. You dig? I don't want to lose y'all with all of these SAT words that I'm throwing around, but stay with me on this because I'm going somewhere. What's going on with Kevin, man? I'm plugging into CNN. They got Don Lemon going off on him. You know what I mean? I'm seeing the onslaught from social media just tearing my man down. They saying that he's a homophobe. He's a bigot. He's, you know, he's this, he's that. And the way that he has conducted himself through all of this shit is commendable, man. You gotta hand it to that man, dog, because, you know, at the level of stardom that he is right now, anything can be seen as means to bring him down, or be used as a means to bring him down. You know what I mean? So if you don't know what's going on, I'll get y'all up to speed. He was scheduled to host the Oscars. Obviously, the Oscars are living in a, you know, with that same scrutiny. They can't be too careless as to who they put on their stage because of the outcry from social media, and everything blows everything up. So someone goes digging 10 years ago, finds a tweet, or finds, you know, some special that he did some time ago saying that, you know, he would prefer for his son not to be gay if he had a choice for his son not to be gay. Okay, cool. That's his prerogative as a person, as a parent. Cool. Whatever. There's nothing wrong to me with a parent saying, I would choose, if I had to choose, I would opt for my son or my daughter not to be gay. Okay, that's fine. You know what I mean? He made a crass joke. I saw my kid, you know, playing with a dollhouse. I'd break the damn thing over the kid's head, whatever, whatever. Come on, man. Are you serious? Of course. He loves his children. He brought his I remember at the end of I'm a Grown Little Man, he brought his babies out onto the stage. Of course, he was not going to do no shit like that. And the fact that these people who make it their job to go looking for adverse things like that is disgusting. Where does it, because it doesn't stop. It never stops. There will be no end to that sort of pursuit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was on ESPN not too long ago and saw that they were looking up tweets from Kyler Murray. Not from Kyler Murray, who's the Clemson quarterback who had just won the national championship. Last year, the man was a senior in high school. That means 5 or 6 or 7 years ago, he's a teen. He's a preteen. You see what I'm saying? Like, there's no stop. There's no stop to how far some people will go to see people's descent from, you know, the work that they've built for themselves. And it's disgusting, dog. It really is disgusting. Now, if someone, you know, felt, you know, that they were offended, okay, cool. That's fine. I can't tell somebody how to feel. No one can tell anybody how to feel about anything. However, you cannot make it your job after a person has repeatedly gone on record and apologized or tried to make amends for their wrongdoing in any way, if you felt that they were wrong, to now strip them of their public dignity, to strip them of any success that they've built for themselves. I mean, it's like, yo, where do y'all get off? Like, knock it off, yo. Like, for real. Like, come on, man. You know what I mean? Like, and now it begs the question of what really is homophobic? What really is transphobia? Like, you know what I mean? Is it transphobic if me as a heterosexual man doesn't want to kiss a man with a penis? No, I don't think that makes me a homophobe, nor does it make me transphobic. It makes me a person who doesn't want to engage in sexual contact with anybody except a woman who identifies as being a woman. Like, come on, dog. Like, people have to seriously knock this stuff off. Like, you know what I mean? No one has the right to tell people how to live their lives. You know what I mean? And your image of yourself has nothing at all to do with the reality that another person has to see when they engage with you, or when they know what the reality is. Like, if I know that you're a man, but you present yourself as a woman, I'm sorry, dog. I am not going to treat you like a woman. I'm going to treat you like a grown man. That's just what that is. It doesn't make me a transphobe, but it doesn't make me an asshole. It makes me a human being who chooses to treat you as something that you were born as. You don't have a choice into that. No one does. But don't get me off on a tangent, man, because I'm about to seriously go off in here. But let me not go off, because it all I'm saying is that the line has to be drawn somewhere at some time. Otherwise, the world is just going to keep going crazy. They're going to keep going crazy. It just is what it is. However, I'm not going to focus on the problems. I'm going to focus on the solutions. And the solutions that I can see to things like that is, yo, come on, y'all. We have to, sometimes we can get a little bit too sensitive. We can do a little bit too much. We got to dial it back and allow each other the space to have civil conversations about uncomfortable things, B. That's just what it is. That's just what it's going to have to be if we want to get past shit like this. Otherwise, it's going to go out of control. You know what I mean? Does Kevin Hart now have to be the voice of homophobia, and does now he have to be the face and the mouthpiece of all black people who disagree with the homosexual lifestyle? No, it's unfair. How fair is that? It's ridiculous. Knock it off, man. I mean, you know what I mean? Let the man move on from you know, things that he might have felt were a mistake and other people might have thought was a mistake. You know what I mean? Let's allow people the space to grow. And hopefully, in me saying this, I haven't offended anybody, because it's not my intention to offend. It's just my intention to hold a mirror up to, you know, the world that I see, and let's engage in some type of dialogue about it. You dig? So, enough with being, you know, long-winded about that shit. And now on to the last touchy subject, and I'm gonna let y'all go about y'all day. R. Kelly. Jesus. R. Kelly, man. And I'm not even a Christian, and I got to call on Jesus real quick. Sorry if I don't mean to offend nobody. Calling the Lord's name in vain. Man, this is a tough and you know I'm trying not to burn my toe by putting it in this hot water, but I have to speak on it to some extent because I think it is symptomatic of a larger issue. If someone is guilty of something, try them in the court of law. If they're found guilty, send them to jail. If they're not, let them move on with their life. And I preface what I'm about to say based on that, because if someone is wrong, if someone is guilty, if someone has committed a crime, yo, that is just the law of the universe. That's the law of nature. Yo, if you're guilty, you're guilty, yo. You have to pay the price for that. You know what I mean? You have to pay the price for that. Has he done crass things? Has he committed lewd acts with, you know what I mean, with underage people? Yes. The fact of the matter is, yes. We've seen it. I've never seen the sex tape. I don't want to go looking for it because, you know, I was too young when it initially came out. But, I mean, hey, man. If a man is guilty, he's guilty. But that is not an excuse. A man's guilt for doing what he's done is not an excuse for people to now make that a means to hustle and to feed their families on his misfortune. And I think what I see from a lot of people, and this might be unpopular opinion, but stay with me on this, because they're just as sick, if not more sick. Because what they're doing, the people who are now trying to cash in on the R. Kelly misfortune, like, you know, I saw in the episode, you know, a woman was blaming her choices as a grown woman on her dealing with R. Kelly. Now, if you're a child or you're a teenager and you're still developing your sense of right and wrong, and you're still developing your sense of the world and who you are in the world, to deal with a grown person on that level, that's sickening for them to do. There's no doubt about that. I'm not excusing him. What I am drawing attention to are these women, these grown women, and I've seen it time and time again. Now, this is, no, don't take what I'm saying as, oh, he's insensitive to women's suffrage and he's insensitive to this and that. No, I am not. If you're a victim, you're a victim. You've been done wrong. I know it because I have been a victim of domestic violence perpetrated to me by a woman. And if you're listening to this, then you know who you are. If you're not listening, and if Shorty, if you're listening to this, stay out of my life. I'm glad you're out of my life. If I were to go back to her, I would be an idiot. And I want that same sense of responsibility to be put on women and grown people, because that is equality. Don't put all of the blame on another person, on another man, on another woman. If you're a woman that you're engaging with a woman, or a man, you know, you're placing the blame on a woman. Let's be equal all across the board. Do the grown person thing, dog. And I know it's not easy. I'm not saying that it is. Okay? I know that it's difficult. However, be a grown person. Be grown. Walk away. Don't put the blame on somebody for making the decisions that you've made, because that's unfair. Especially when you're dealing with, you know, your child. Like, if you got kids, that's a whole other story. And this shit goes deep. This shit goes very deep. And what I'm seeing from a lot of these women in this particular case is they're blaming R. Kelly for a lot of the other wrongdoings that are going on with their life. And that's unfair. That's whack. And that's unequal. That's feeding into patriarchy. And if you believe in equality, patriarchy is completely not what you're into. You dig what I'm saying? So I say that to say, yo, the hustle of selling your cooch in the mail, or the hustle of cashing in on rich, powerful men because you already know what they're accused of, that is just as sick. And I want the same onus to be put on these people, be it man or woman, who do shit like that. Because that is whack. I want that to be sucker shit. I was watching Dame Dash. I want shit like that to be sucker shit. And I want the same women who are quick to call out domestic violence, I want the same women who are quick to call out, you know, sexual misconduct and all of that shit, I want the same onus to be put on women. You know what I mean? The same way that men are starting to look other men in the face and be like, nah, dog, that's perpetrating rape. Nah, dog, that's perpetrating, you know what I mean, lewd acts against women. That's sucker shit. We're not doing that in 2019. We shouldn't have been doing it when we was doing it, but we're not doing that moving forward. I need women to take that same mantle and do the same thing, man. And I'm not seeing it enough. I'm not seeing it enough. You know? And yeah, man, I think, you know, that what's been going on with R. Kelly is symptomatic of a lot of that type of thing, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, these parents willingly gave their children to the man, you know what I mean? In hopes that they would be stars, in hopes that they would have, you know, some type of stability from their talent. That's all fine and good. The intentions were good. But once you are made aware that something, I'm about to throw a SAT word at y'all, nefarious, don't ask me to spell it, is going on, y'all need to get your minds right and be like, nah, this is, something's wrong here. Something is whack. Something is whack as shit. Cause that shouldn't be the norm, you dig? That shouldn't be the norm, man. We gotta knock this off. And what I just said shouldn't be controversial. It shouldn't be controversial. This is logic. This makes total sense. This makes absolute sense. You understand what I'm saying? So, look, man. We gotta look ourselves in the mirror and be like, yo, where are we as a culture? Where are we as a people? And let's stop exploiting this shit. Once we talk on it, once we speak on it, once we, you know what I mean, start making changes toward the shit, let's not exploit it and do it again and again and again. And let's everybody take some damn responsibility, man. Cause the shit is getting out of hand, yo. How many of our black entertainers are they gonna allow to be taken down by the same shit? By the same things. And then once it's proven that these men are innocent, or once they are found innocent in the court of law, let's not, you know, continue on the same cycle. You know what I'm saying? I just heard the other day, now that they trying to get Michael Jackson another documentary. Like, the man is dead. He's dead. Michael's, our nigga's dead, dog. Ain't that what Ye said? You know what I mean? Our nigga is dead. He's not coming back. What's the purpose of putting out a documentary now about a bunch of people who have already gone on record with saying, no, actually, I lied. Actually, we just said that so that we can get a check. Like, come on, man. Knock it off, man. When is enough enough? You know what I mean? Like, when is enough enough, man? Because this shit is seriously getting out of hand and it's crazy. Where are we in time? I feel like I've been talking and talking. We almost at a half hour. All right, y'all. I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not going to, you know, be a little longer the tooth and keep y'all any longer than this. I just hope that, you know, whatever I've said today, if you were offended, I apologize. I don't mean to offend anybody. I just want to, you know, have some type of civil discourse and all of this thing and lend my two cents to what I feel like is going wild in the world right now. Because it's crazy, man. And the line has to be drawn somewhere at some time. You know, being subjective in thinking shouldn't make you an asshole. You know what I mean? It shouldn't make you insensitive. You know, there are certain universal truths. You know what I mean? That no matter how objective or subjective you can think about it, it's still going to be the truth. You know what I'm saying? And that's the place that I would hope that I was living in right now. So with that said, I didn't mean to offend nobody. I just want to let y'all know how I felt about it. And yeah, man, you know what I mean? You gotta be real with yourself at some point. And maybe we gotta turn down the sensitivity knob a little bit. You know what I mean? Let's turn down the sensitivity knob a little bit. So yeah, man. Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm not gonna hold y'all anymore. Shit, man, let's do some gaming reviews. Let's do some, you know, some other type of reviews, man, because I got more than enough time on my hands. So, you know, I'm gonna be coming out with a few episodes, you know what I mean, on a more regular basis now that it's a new year, new time, new space. You know what I mean? Let's definitely get into that. Yeah, man, this is the Low End Theory. I stopped keeping track of what episode we on, but however that you listening to me, be it on Spotify, be it on Apple Music, be it on Google Cast, or however that you're hearing me right now, I want to take the time to appreciate you. Be sure to plug in at Stay Fresh JF. If you're still here at the end of this episode, I really do appreciate it, man. Plug in with me. Until the next time, y'all be safe. Y'all love life. This is your boy, Stay Fresh JF. I'm out. Peace.